Welcome back to Italieco. This is your hostess, Viviana Dragani from Torino. I'm in Italy now. And today my guest is Alexia Melocchi. She can speak Italian as well, and she's fluent in many languages. And she is a prominent executive of the film industry. And today we're going to talk about her upcoming book, The Heart of Show Business. Welcome to Italieco, Alexia. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. And it's so interesting to speak to you all the way in Italy when you're like really close. It's great. The beauty of the global Wi-Fi system.
Yeah,
right?
It's amazing. We are 9 hours apart.
Crazy. Yeah, crazy.
So how does one truly succeed in show business? What's your opinion? Luck or networking, hard work, mindset? What's your opinion?
I think it's a little bit of everything, which is why I called my book The Heart of Show Business, Where Art Meets Mindset. You know, it was inspired by my podcast that you know about. It's called The Heart of Show Business, where I have brought on a lot of industry peers in every area, from filmmakers to actors to musicians to production designers to authors, to really dive deep on their journey, you know, because it does take talent, but it also takes a certain attitude, a certain perseverance and hard work. Nothing comes like served on a silver platter, right? And what I found in common with so many of my guests is that they had a specific set of rules or life rules. They all had their own set of rules, but I love exploring to see what made them want to pursue the career that they wanted as artists, but also what they did, you know, what were the tricks, what were the mind hacks that they used to succeed. And so I was like a combination of that, and then a combination of being on so many industry panels of people going, oh my gosh, you know, I went to film school, like, what do I do now? I'm a great director, I'm a great writer. Who's gonna give me money to make my movie, or who's gonna write my script? And they really do not know what to do. So, you know, I live by three rules, you know, one of them obviously being that information is power. So that's definitely part of the things that I covered in my book. You know, I strongly recommend how to seek the right information, the right knowledge. And you don't get that kind of information that you really need to succeed in film school. You really get it from being informed with what's happening, you know, in our industries, but also with like learning how to pitch in the room, you know. So I go over some secrets on what you need to do in order to go in and go out, like in, you know, 3 minutes or less, but really be effective into showing whoever's going to be your buyer what you really are about. Because ultimately we buy on passion, we buy on beliefs. You know, you can be the best writer in the room, the best producer in the room, the best filmmaker or actor. You know, they say the X factor, that je ne sais quoi, right? I really believe in that. That's really what's going to make you stand out. And so, you know, I don't give any personal guarantees, but I will share my journey of what made me succeed in my field, and also giving you some little insider tricks on mindset, education, learning to pitch. It's going to be a little bit of everything. So I try not to preach. I try not to teach. I want people to feel good and inspired and believe in their dreams. And that's why I created this book.
Great. And tell us more about what topics are covered in the book.
So I like to tell stories, of course, about my own experience in Hollywood. I have so many stories to tell about me meeting certain movie stars and going to the film markets and film festivals. So I'll share a little bit of my own personal journey, you know, coming at the age of 18 years old with my mom. And we had $5,000 in our pocket. We had nothing. And, you know, I went to school, and then I had this dream of, you know, being in the film business, and I made it happen for myself. So I share a little bit of my own journey, hoping to educate and inspire. But then I also go over, you know, networking, you know, where to find the right people, how to have the right brand messaging for your art, you know, how to get into the right mindset so you really, really feel confident. I really believe in being intentional, aligned, and confident. And there is a lot of information about learning to be intentional in your craft and also being aligned with your vision and learning who your audience is. And also, you know, a lot of other stuff that you're just going to have to buy the book to learn about it, because otherwise I'm going to give it all in here.
Right, right. So you mentioned the podcast, The Heart of Show Business. Where can we listen to it?
Well, my podcast, you know, got created during the pandemic, and it was really just me being bored out of my mind with so many movies that were going to happen that they just went belly up because there were no filming. And so it's 1 year old, barely, just had a 1 year anniversary. It started just with Spotify and iTunes and Apple Podcasts. I am proud to say it's now top 5% in the world. It's a 5-star rated podcast, and I'm really everywhere now. I'm also on Audible. I am on iHeartRadio, which is amazing because, you know, it takes a long time to get approved. So, and you can also listen to it, I think, directly on Buzzsprout, which is the podcast, you know, distributor that I use, but it's pretty much everywhere. And I have amazing guests. Again, it's not just about actors and movie stars. I have life coaches. I have, you know, businessmen who talk about running multi-million dollar business. And that's kind of like important as well, because it is show business. There is a business aspect to the show. So I like to cover that as well.
There's no business like show business.
Exactly. You can think of the bigger. Yeah, maybe you should do the jingle for my book.
I love trailer, something like great, great. So tell us more about yourself, your career.
So, you know, I'm not the traditional person who went to film school, clearly, which is why I write this book, right? It's my own experience. So I, you know, speaking a lot of languages and being Italian and half Greek helped me to get ahead, because, you know, I started first working as a translator and interpreter for Italian distributors, Istituto Luce, you know, was one of my first clients. I was barely out of high school, and they're like, come over, we give you a little money, you know, and you come and translate and help us look at movies and help us decide what to buy and do the deals for us. And that's really how it all started. You know, then I partnered up with my mom, my amazing mother, who is also my business partner still today. She came from the studios. I started representing buyers first, you know, distributors like Italians and Greeks and everything, and buying movies for them. And then I started my own sales company, selling American movies, you know, to all over the world, independent. And then I realized that there is so much talent of amazing filmmakers we all know in Italy, especially there's so many authors and filmmakers. And so I started with that. I was like, why don't I act as a bridge between Hollywood and the international world and vice versa? And so I started representing some great people like best-selling author Valerio Massimo Manfredi, who, you know, wrote The Alexander the Great, and we sold his books to Dino De Laurentiis. So we started, you know, because I speak the languages, again, the languages come handy, and the international mindset. And I started representing international filmmakers. And then I started helping them put together the movies. I became a producer. And, you know, 25 years later, 30 plus movies produced and sold and everything. Here I am, squeezing stuff out of my brain for my readers and on this show to see that anything can happen. Dreams do come true. You just have to work hard, believe in yourself, and inform yourself and educate, and always be willing to learn from those that are better than you. Because if somebody tells me, go work with Steven Spielberg, I'll bring coffee. I honestly don't care. Even if I run my business and I get to work with somebody like him, who is a legend, I have no ego whatsoever. You want me to work for free? Done. You want me to be just like taking notes? Done. Always believe that that's something very important, is to be humble enough, because there's always going to be somebody that is better than we are. And if we can be near them, we get their energy, we get to learn how they did it, and then we learn. So there you go. That's my story, and I'll stick to it.
And we have so much to learn from you. Where can we purchase the book?
So I'm doing something interesting, as you may have noticed, I'm doing a crowdfunding campaign on the book. And the reason is, as you know, many authors today, they don't really get good enough deals to publish their book. You know, nobody really puts marketing money behind books unless you are like the number one author. So my literary agents, they asked me to do this crowdfunding campaign in order to have, let's say, a bidding war with different book agents and publishers who've offered to publish my book and show them that there is an interest in what I am talking about and what I'm doing. So my book is about 50% done. It should be done in about 3 months, tops. And so that's why I decided to launch this campaign. And because I also decided to have bonuses, you know, and the great bonuses is, you know, I consult for a lot of writers and filmmakers who want to send me their projects. And I get paid a lot of money, frankly, to even read the scripts and give them notes. You know, if they pre-order some copies of my books, they get to have that included. Because they're pre-ordering the book, they get to have one-on-one coaching with me. If they have an idea about a movie or what they should do with their career, they get that as part of the bonuses. You know, so I figured this is also a great way for people to support me, but I would support them by giving them all the services that I usually charge a lot of money for basically a fraction of the price. And that's a little bit, it's going on for 30 days only. So, you know, anybody wants to take advantage of that, get to consult with me, get to coach with me, get some of my swag, you know, pre-buy, pre-order in the next, I think, 27 days now, because then it will be over and you won't be able to, you'll have to wait. So there you go. That's why I'm doing the crowdfunding.
We can follow you on Instagram also.
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram. I love putting little quotes. I love promoting my podcast at Alexia Melocchi, at The Heart of Show Business. You can also find me on Facebook. I have a public figure page, as you know. You and I are members of many Italian communities. That's why we met through the Dove, Dove Vivo All'Estero. I'm so glad that we connected through that. So I'm everywhere. You just have to Google me and you'll find me in multiple places. All at once.
Terrific, terrific. So just say hi in Italian. Salutiamo in italiano i nostri ascoltatori italiani di Italieco.
Sì, da parte tua. Sì, proprio gli italiani che adesso stiamo parlando in inglese. Salutiamo tutti gli ascoltatori di Italieco, di questa bellissima radio, dovunque potete ascoltarla, ascoltarla, perché Viviana porta sempre delle persone interessantissime oltre a me nel suo show. E quindi un grande saluto dalla California, che finalmente si sta aprendo. Un saluto a tutti voi che siete in Italia, a tutti voi italiani expat che vivete in America o in tutti i paesi del mondo. Non dimenticatevi mai di sognare, non dimenticatevi mai che sogni possono diventare realtà, basta avere tanta buona fede, la fede sempre, e volontà, conoscenza e passione, che è una cosa che tutti gli italiani c'hanno.
Bene, quella non manca mai. Dream big. Grazie yeah. mille per questo messaggio positivo, per questo saluto e grazie, thank you so much for joining us today on Italieco. In bocca al lupo. Incrociamo le dita per il tuo libro, per il crowdfunding e per tutti i tuoi bellissimi progetti.
Grazie mille, Vivian.
Grazie a te.